Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
According to multiple NBA insiders, Mitchell Robinson is already on the basketball court and he's working on a significant part of his game. And according to these insiders, they state that Robinson is extremely motivated to return and silence all of his haters headed into next season. We're also going to take a look at Kemba Walker, former New York Knicks point guard who recently announced his retirement. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson is working on his free throws. Mitchell Robinson has a lot of things that he needs to work on in terms of his offensive game. But one of the main things is definitely his free throw shooting. Because when you're inside the paint and you're a big and you go up for those putback dunks, likelihood is you're going to get hit. And if you get hit, you're going to go to the line. If he can start making both of his free throws and stop the Hakimich, this could be a very significant move for New York. Take a look at Mitchell Robinson. As you can see in this small video clip, he is inside the gym, has the ball in his hands, and as the caption states, free throws, free throws, free throws. That's the goal for Robinson this offseason. That's what he's working on. He needs to improve his free throws, get better in that area, because if he gets better there, the Knicks overall as a team will get better. He knows that, and he's definitely hearing all of the noise and everything that people have been saying about him, his game, and also his injury history. Take a look at what Ian Bagley, an SNY NBA insider, had to say about Robinson and his extra motivation headed into this season. According to Ian Bagley, he states the following. Robinson is back on his feet while rehabbing a surgically repaired ankle. He has said publicly that he's motivated to get back on the court after some questionable fouls by Joel Embiid aggravated his ankle injury. Those aren't just empty words in a social media post. It's real motivation for Robinson. Ian Bagley wasn't the only person to notice this, though. His teammate and Dante DiVincenzo also noticed Robinson being extra motivated in his training. Let's take a look at exactly what Dante DiVincenzo had to say about Mitchell Robinson. According to Dante, one of these things I learned about Mitch, he's one of the most genuine people I've ever met. He has a social media post. Everybody follows that. But behind closed doors, he's working really hard. The narrative in some corners of social media is that New York should trade Robinson, that it's too risky to bet on Robinson's health when the stakes are this high. DiVincenzo states the following about that. I think he sees all of the outside noise from everything. I think he's going to use it as motivation. But ultimately, I think the beautiful thing about Mitch is he knows the team goal. Not once this whole past year has Mitch ever got in the way of anything that we were trying to accomplish. He's always cheering with everybody. So I think nothing of that nature will change. And talk about being motivated. In a post on social media that wanted Mitchell Robinson to look like the old Mitchell Robinson of the past, who used to be young, athletic, and play a lot of games, Robinson saw that post on social media and he said the following. Just to catch you guys up, the post was, I know he had to bulk up to guard bigs better, but man, he used to move so crazy. That was followed by a video showing Robinson at his young age. You can clearly see that in the TikTok video that's being shown on the screen right now. And then on Snapchat, Mitchell Robinson responded to this and he said the following. I'ma be just like this season. Watch. I'ma be lean and give you more. Bees are gonna respect me. Honestly, this could work out very good for New York. If you have a motivated and dominant defensive player like Mitchell Robinson coming into next season, and he's motivated to work on his game, work on his free throws, work on his offense, and make sure everybody who doubted him, everybody who hated on him, has nothing else to say come next season, that is good news for the Knicks. I hope you're motivated, Robinson, because I'm one of those people that has been talking about you and potentially the Knicks trading you. And it has nothing to do with the ability of Mitchell Robinson, because when healthy, he is extremely good for this Knicks team. He is dominant on defense. And even though he needs to improve on offense, defensively under head coach Tom Thibodeau, he is a monster. The only problem with Robinson is availability. I don't know how long I can count on him before he goes down with an injury, and then I have to look at other players I have to insert as the starting center. We had to do it last year, and almost each and every year of Robinson's career, he has gone down with an injury, and the Knicks have had to figure it out in his absence. And this time around, with the Knicks being a championship contender, we cannot make any mistakes. Making sure we have enough backups at the center position in case Robinson goes down. And that backup that we have has to be able to play starter minutes as well, too. If the Knicks can get a player like that, this Knicks team could go very far headed into next year, because Mitchell Robinson, when healthy, is dominant. If they can get another player that's dominant off the bench and potentially could grow and develop under...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Thibodeau, and he could start if Robinson goes down. That's another bonus for New York. That's what they're trying to do right now. That's why they're working the phones, and that's why they're trying to get another center on this team. Now, whether he starts in favor of Mitchell Robinson or he works his way off of the bench, and if he does better over time, he then starts, that's anybody's guess. If I had to go with Tom Thibodeau, he's going to go with experience. And if somebody new comes on this team, they might not get the starting nod just because they're good. They might have to earn it, which means Mitchell Robinson could still be your starting center. Either way, this is good news. He's working on the things he needs to work on. Free throws. He's in the gym. That's good to see. But more than anything, he's motivated to silence everybody and to come into next year to have the best season of his entire career. And me as a Knicks fan, that's exactly what I want to see. Prove us wrong, Robinson. Do what you need to do. Ball out next year. I hope you silence all of the haters and you have a career year next year. Because honestly, that's going to help the Knicks in the long run. Kemba Walker retires. Not going to lie, guys, this one caught me a little bit by surprise. Because even though he wasn't in the NBA anymore, and yes, even though he was playing overseas, for some reason, I believed that he was going to play overseas, continue to do that, improve his game, and then come back and end his career with the Charlotte Hornets in the NBA. Maybe that's how I wanted his story to end. But unfortunately, that's not how it happened. He had his last year overseas, and now Kemba Walker is hanging it up. He's calling it quits, and the former point guard for the Knicks is finally announcing his retirement. Shout out to Steph Bondi from the New York Post for giving us the following information. According to Bondi, the four-time NBA All-Star and Bronx native announced his retirement Tuesday after 12 NBA seasons. The 34-year-old spent this past season with French team AS Monaco. According to Walker, this has all been a dream. When I look back, I still can't believe the things I achieved in my career. I know I couldn't have made it to this point without my incredible support system around me. There are so many people to thank. My mom, dad, entire family, my teammates who have become family, and the coaches who believed in me and brought out the best in me. Basketball will forever be a part of my life, so this isn't goodbye. I'm excited for what's next. Shout out to Kemba Walker, a former New York Knicks point guard. When he was here, I remember all of the hype, him coming home, that entire video package. I was even hyped for Cardiac Kemba coming back home, coming to MSG. And hopefully, I thought anyways, he was going to light it up. Obviously, if you guys watched the season, it wasn't the greatest season to watch for Kemba. His knees, his injuries really robbed him of any of the greatness he could have had with New York. Seeing that, and then eventually him getting benched, it wasn't the greatest season for the Knicks and Kemba Walker, but I still remember Cardiac Kemba Walker. I still remember what he used to do each and every game with the Charlotte Hornets, and I'm still not going to forget that game against the Wizards in 2021 when Kemba Walker went off for the Knicks. I think he dropped 44 points, and I remember during that time, everybody was doubting him. Everybody thought he didn't have anything left in the tank. And he shut everybody up with that game. Honestly, I remember people telling me after that game that Kemba was back, he's going to go off, and the Knicks just gave him some more motivation. I wish that was the case, but unfortunately, he could never build momentum off of that, and he just fizzled out, and he really didn't have a great season for the Knicks during that year. But I still remember all the hype around it, and it was a reason for that. He was a great player, an all-star player. When the Knicks had him, we really didn't have a point guard. We didn't have Jalen Brunson at that time. That's why there was so much hype with Kemba Walker coming to this team. But unfortunately, it did not work out for Kemba Walker or for the Knicks the way we all had hoped. We wanted it to work out better. We wanted it to be the homecoming story that we all were promised. But it did not work out that way. But still, shout out to Kemba Walker. Great career. Sorry to see him retire, but honestly, I understand the situation and the move. And according to Shams, it did not take Kemba Walker long to rejoin the NBA. According to him, after retiring from a 12-year NBA career, four-time All-Star Kemba Walker is rejoining the Charlotte Hornets on new coach Charles Lee's coaching staff as a player enhancement coach. He is already going to be helping that team and all the youth that it has. Shout out to Kemba. Great career, and I wish him all the best in retirement. But what about you guys? What do you think about the latest reports indicating that Mitchell Robinson is motivated to silence all of his haters moving into next season? And what do you think about this retirement news for Kemba Walker? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below, and of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Rack up the deals on everything summer at Nordstrom Rack and get brands you love up to 60% off. Vince, Kate Spade New York, Steve Madden, Madewell, Nike, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Just in dresses, tops, shorts, sandals, sneakers, denim, luxury bags, and sunglasses. Rack up the deals today and save up to 60% on summer at your Nordstrom Rack store.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast? Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Lunch Island. It's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.